So I'm going to give you just a brief reflection this morning. A few months ago when I started thinking through this series and we were going to do this movie series, Real Christmas, I thought, I think there's a connection between something that I've never thought about before. I think there's a connection between Rudolph and Mary, the mother of Jesus. Now, you may say, there is no way, Tim, you're really going to try to do this morning. And I am. I may be crazy enough to try it because I think there's some similarities in this story. I want you to think about Mary for a moment. Carly gave us this beautiful picture. And then Sarah sang this beautiful song about Mary. Mary's not particularly remarkable. She's not known in society. She's not well known in her culture. She's not a leader in her community. She's very, very humble. And she's called just a lowly person. And then one day it happens, a messenger comes to Mary and tells her that she is going to be the mother of the Son of God. And Mary asks the question, how can this be? And she's not talking about biology, friends. She simply doesn't understand how in the world this can happen. How could she be chosen to be the mother of the Son of God? And I want to read to you this text from Luke chapter 1. It says, and Mary said, my soul magnifies the Lord, and my spirit rejoices in God my Savior, for he has looked with favor on the lowly state of his servant. Surely from now on all generations will call me blessed, for the Mighty One has done great things for me, and holy is his name. Indeed, his mercy is for those who fear him from generation to generation. He has shown strength with his arm. He has scattered the proud in the imagination of their hearts. He has brought down the powerful from their thrones and lifted up the lowly. He's filled the hungry with good things and sent the rich away empty. He has come to the aid of his child Israel in remembrance of his mercy, according to the promise he made to our ancestors, to Abraham and to his descendants forever. What a beautiful response. She's told she's going to be the mother of the Son of God, and that's what she says. Now let's move to Rudolph for a moment, because why not? Rudolph is different. The other reindeer mock him. They won't let him play games with him. We know this from the song. His own family was embarrassed by him. Santa didn't see a real use for him until it happened. Check out this short clip.
Quiet, please, everybody, quiet. Quiet. I've got some bad news, folks. Christmas is going to be canceled. There's nothing I can do. This weather. Yeah. Rudolph, please, could you tone it down a bit? I mean, that nose of yours. That nose. That beautiful, wonderful nose. Huh? Rudolph, Christmas is not off, and you're going to lead my team.
I am?
Yes, sir. You and that wonderful nose of yours.
My nose, sir?
Oh, from what I see now, that'll cut through the murkiest storm they can dish up. What I'm trying to say is, Rudolph, with your nose so bright, won't you guide my sleigh tonight?
It will be an honor, sir.
I knew that nose would be useful someday. I knew it all along.
Have a holly jolly Christmas. It's the best time of the year.
So Rudolph, I don't know. The one who is rejected by society, who's put out by his own family, is the one who will ultimately save Christmas. Mary, who's rejected by her culture, who's told that she's not that important, that she's not valuable, is the one who will ultimately save Christmas. Isn't that fascinating? Now, what do these two unlikely characters have in common? Well, unlike many people who see themselves as leaders in our culture today, Mary and Rudolph are filled with great humility. Friends, I think if we want to share Christmas with the world, if we want to share this good news of the coming of Jesus, this good news of the birth of Jesus, we have to approach life with humility. To come forward and to say, I'm right and you're wrong, gets us nowhere. Do you notice what Rudolph doesn't do in the movie as soon as Santa says, you can do it? He doesn't go around going, nanny, nanny, boo, boo, right? I'm the best. He doesn't say, look at me, I'm the one who saves Christmas. The story doesn't tell us that Mary goes running through the streets, putting her arms up loudly and saying, see, it's me. I told you all I would be great someday. No. They both come at this with humility. They both approach saving Christmas with that way, and they both can't believe they've been chosen. What if we approach Christmas this year? What if we approach life with that same humility, with that same commitment? You want more people to experience Christmas this year? See, I hear this thing, and I'm sure nobody here says this, but there's this war on Christmas, right? Merry Christmas versus Happy Holidays. Who cares? You want to help people experience Christmas? Go out, love people, and don't be a jerk. Go out and share the joy of Christmas in that way. Carry that out into the world. Don't worry about if somebody says happy holidays, give them a hug and say happy holidays back. And let them know that they are loved. Share kindness. Help people. Support people. You know why I love this church? Because we do every single thing in our power to show love and care to our greater community. That's what I long for. I wonder how different our lives would be if the need to be the best or the need to be recognized wasn't part of our human nature. You know what I love about Mary? I love her shock. Who, me? No way. It wasn't like she was waiting in line on the board to see if she got the lead part. She said, who, me? You chose me? Well, God, if you chose me, then I'll do it. And I will serve you in the greatest way that I can. Sure, we know the rest of the story. We know how incredible she was. We know why she was chosen, but she doesn't. For her, it's not about being the most important or most well-known person in the world. For her, her love for God is so deep that she just wants to do whatever she can to share that with others. And that's my prayer for us, too. That's my hope for us, too. So when you go home today, and somebody asked you what your pastor talked about, tell him he talked about how Rudolph and Mary are basically the same. And see how that conversation goes over. And hopefully they'll ask you questions about it.